Это программа «Саундтрек». У микрофона Станислав Анисимов, звукорежиссер Елена Королева. Культовый американский телесериал «Байки из склепа». 7 сезонов. Первая серия вышла на экраны 10 июня 1989 года. Антология американских страшилок.
Oh, hello, creeps. You're just in time. My little Cryptmas party is about to begin. I just love this time of year. There's nothing quite like it. Yuletide carols, sleigh bells, Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Where was I? Oh, yes, Cryptmas. How about we kick off the celebration with one of my favorite Yuletide ditties?
Сегодня в программе «Саундтрек» мы слушаем рождественские песни в интерпретации легендарного хранителя склепа.
Deck the halls with parts of Charlie, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Make the Yuletide great tsunami, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Stocking stuff with ears and fingers, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Chant from all those caroling singers, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Drape the heart with chunks of Barney, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Bits of Bruce and hunks of Arnie, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hang the crypt with spleens and kidneys, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Use Ramones and then use Sydney's, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Raise the tree and bring the ladder, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Top it off with gills or bladder, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Grinning skulls in festive poses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strings of toes and nipped-off noses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Mistletoe and holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. When we could just dismember Wally, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Have the whole place decorated, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With the part we've amputated, fa-la-la-la-la.
Первая серия «Байк из склепа» вышла на американском кабельном канале HBO. В этот день было показано сразу 3 серии, каждая из которых длилась по полчаса. Отдельно стоит заметить, что этот сериал базировался на серии комиксов, также популярных и также культовых в Америке. А вот идея перенести и адаптировать комиксы на экран принадлежала Роберту Земекису, Джо Сильверу, Уолтеру Хиллу и Эллу Катцу, которые выступали в роли продюсеров всего сериала. Каждая серия начиналось с монолога хранителя склепа, куклы-мертвеца, которая представала в разных образах.
The world's financial crunch has even hit Nick. He's had to lay off helpers, which made him downright sick. And now here comes the saddest news, news you won't believe. Dear Santa won't be coming to your house Christmas Eve. Santa Claus went broke just the other day. Then his friendly bank repossessed his sleigh. His costs have all gone up, his profits all way down. This Christmas poor old Santa Claus ain't coming to your town. Juggle bills, juggle bills, can't get through the stack. It ain't no joke, the fat guy's broke, there's not much in his sack. Jack, Santa Claus is sporting quite a frown. It makes him sick to think Saint Nick ain't coming to your town. Santa has a list A shorter one, I fear. Your name's not on it now, but maybe on next year. The money crunch has hit. Dear Santa Claus as well. Someday this Christmas will be called the holiday from hell. Juggle bills, that's all that Santa does. No time for toys for girls and boys. It ain't what it once was. Cause Santa Claus hasn't got a buck. They cut up all his credit cards, and you're just out of luck. He's tightening his belt. He's even lost some weight. A shadow of himself. At just 328. He had 8 reindeer once, but now he's down to 5. He barbecued the other 3 to keep his elves alive. Juggle bills, just to make ends meet. Santa's got a push cart selling chestnuts on the street. Oh, Santa Claus, it's so hard to believe that roly-poly jolly man won't be there Christmas Eve. Yesterday was bad, today is even worse. I thought I'd never hear dear old Santa curse. This damn financial crunch has turned us all to booze. Santa's life as well as ours have all gone down the tube. Juggle bills, can't get through the stack. It ain't no joke, the bad guy's broke, there's nothing in his sack. Jack, Santa Claus, the bottom line is clear. The ink is red, I think we're dead, no Santa Claus is here. There ain't no fun for anyone, no Santa Claus is here.
Озвучивает хранителя склепа и все вот эти рождественские песенки, которые мы сегодня слушаем, актер Джон Кассир. Он впервые появился на экранах в 1986 году в небольшой роли детектива в одном из эпизодов популярного некогда сериала «Детективное агентство Лунный свет». Этот сериал, кстати, у нас показывали. Озвучка же «Мертвеца» не проходила для него бесследно. После такой вот записи на студии ему приходилось пить медово-лимонный напиток, чтобы привести свое горло в порядок. Ну, послушайте сами.
Merry Christmas, dear neighbor, it's the Smith down the hill. Henry and Linda and the kids Jane and Bill. We hate to complain and to be such a pest, but this holiday season we have one request. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. She's been dead since last year. She's getting quite gamey with mold on her skin. You killed her last Christmas. That's how long it has been. It's time you bury the missus. It's time you bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. She's been dead a whole year. We wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. We wish you'd come to your senses. Get your life into gear. Forget what she did and forgive the poor soul. Just bury the hatchet and dig her a hole. We don't want to be Batinskis. We don't want to be Batinskis. We don't want to be Batinskis. But we must interfere. It's true, when you killed her, you sure had just cause. She was stuck in the chimney with old Santa Claus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. We wish you'd bury the missus. It's been a long year. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. She's hurting property values. They've gone way down this year. The last thing on Christmas that folks want to see are remains of your wife on your lawn Christmas tree. We wish you'd bury the missus. We beg you, bury the missus. For God's sake, bury the missus. We can smell her down here.
Для того, чтобы оживить покойника, а именно куклу-хранителя склепа, необходимо было аж 6 человек. 4 управляли его мимикой. Вся палитра эмоций необходима вот при таком артистичном исполнении рождественских песенок.
Chestnuts and holly and pine fill the air, and songs of the season are heard everywhere. Though everyone's happy and full of good cheer, some guy named Mo ruined my Christmas this year. Mo Teitelbaum, Mo Teitelbaum, you did involve my dad and mom, and sister Kate and brother Tom, you did as well indeed embalm. When you embalmed my family, it so confused and puzzled me. Oh, Teitelbaum, I must confide, I wish you'd waited till they died. The four of them you did embalm, you screwed up big time, Teitelbaum. I try remaining cool and calm, but it's not working, Teitelbaum. Oh, how I miss my brother Tom, my sister Kate and dad and mom. Another thing I can't believe, you did it all on Christmas Eve. Oh, Teitelbaum, I wish you tried to simply wait until they died. May be proud of all your work, but I still think you're just a jerk. You did a fine job, Teitelbaum, embalming sis and brother Tom. Both mom and dad looked so unique, like they could sit right up and speak. Embalming folks is what you do, but one thing I should say to you, it's good advice and must be said, do not embalm folks till they're dead. The four of them you did embalm, you're such a schmo-tay-o-bum.
Автором куклы Крипткипера был Кевин Ягар. И вот когда он уже заканчивал этот образ, он встал перед дилеммой, перед вопросом, какой же нос подобрать к этому скелету. Он примерил несколько носов, чтобы видеть, какой же из них всего будет лучше подходить под характер человека, а точнее уже мертвеца, который потерял губы, волосы и большинство зубов. Но ни один из этих носов не подходил. Он искал, искал, и вот Роберт Земекис просто подошел как-то и заметил. Вы знаете, у него совсем не обязательно должен быть нос.
Oh, how sweet! A Christmas card for creepy old me? Slice up two big toes, add a tongue and then saute. Face a round red nose, roast a rump fillet. One juicy pumping heart whets my appetite. When I get hungry, I run out and slay someone tonight. Finger food, munch a thumb today. Oh, what a treat it is to eat the neighbors on Christmas Day. Season's greetings, Hannibal the cannibal. Oh, you old gourmet, you.
Сегодня в программе саундтрек рождественские песни от хранителя склепа.
Lizzie Borden lost her folks, gave them 40 whacks. She wants a brand new mom and pop. And, of course, an egg. Do you read me, fuzzy face? Do you get my drift? I want each ghoulish fiend I know to get their special gift. So listen good, my chubby friend. Lean your ear this way. Or I just might whack it off, first thing Christmas Day. The Headless Horseman wants a gift. Bet you can't guess what. He's not only lost his head, now he's lost his butt. Hannibal the Cannibal would like some Christmas punch. Then he'd like to meet your elves and have them all for lunch. Frankenstein just wants a girl wearing lace and bows. But make sure she's blonde and fat, or they'll eat your nose. Wolfman's needs are quickly met. He's not hard to please. Just recommend a real good vet. He'd be getting fleas. Well, that's the list, St. Nicholas. Weird as it may be. And you don't have to even get a thing for creepy me. All I ask is get these gifts for my friends some way. Or we'll have roasted Santa Claus for lunch on Christmas Day. Check the green card. Hey, what's Mrs. Claus doing tonight? She's gonna be free, 'cause you're going to be filling my order. You better get busy, chubbo. Jolly old Saint Nick.
Итак, вспомним заставку сериала под музыку, написанную знаменитейшим композитором Дэнни Эльфманом. Камера начинала движение от передней двери дома хранителя склепа, потом она двигалась через холл, далее вниз по лестнице в подвал, где жил хранитель склепа. И тут он появляется из гроба и произносит свое вступление, это байки из склепа, и начинает дико хохотать. Тут-то картинка темнеет и запускается эпизод. Эта заставка снималась с использованием специальных камер, небольших, которые были подвижны, и, конечно же, с применением компьютерной графики.
Looks like somebody stepped under the mistletoe. That's one way to get a bang out of Christmas.
Ну, если есть дом, значит, есть и семья, а значит, и главный семейный праздник — Рождество.
Okay, boys and girls, gather around, story time. A long time ago, there was a family dinner, quiet kiddies, the relatives would all come there to dine. Shut up while I'm singing! Thank you. Weird things happen when families get together, especially when the family is mine. Good old Uncle Ned dropped dead in the chestnut dressing. Grandma Rose turned up her toes following the blessing. After that, Aunt Hattie croaked next to my sister Bessie. Dear old Dad then took a cab. Things were getting messy. Grandpa Brown then went face down in his spuds and gravy. Uncle Matt fell just like that, crushing Cousin Davy. Cousins Phil, Arlene, and Jill became the next dead trio. And as my Aunt May passed away, she sang Oh Solo Mio. Seemed like one bad piece of luck followed up another. Uncle Mace fell on his face and belly up went Mother. Then great-grandma Abigail hit the floor and splattered. After which third cousin Mitch belched so hard he shattered. When brother Biff became a skip, all my kin had perished. It's a moment, I confess, I really rather cherished. Golly, what a kid can do, even a beginner, when he brings some arsenic to the Christmas dinner.
И еще об исполнителе этих песен, точнее, о его голосе, ставшем фишкой сериала. Джон Кассир придумал фирменный голос Криптокипера сам. Когда он прослушивался для этого сериала, производители полюбили этот странноватый голос так, что немедленно выбрали Кассира на озвучку.
Twas the fright before Christmas, and all through the crypt. Not a creature was stirring, except those being whipped. Corpses were hung by their lips and their hair, in hopes that they'd give old Santa a scare. The ghouls were nestled, all snug in their beds, while grey worms and maggots danced in their heads. I slept in my coffin, wearing my shroud, dead to the world and snoring aloud. When out in the graveyard there rose such a shriek, I ran to the window and cocked me a peek. And there on the lawn was a sight for sore eyes. Santa Claus caught in my Christmas surprise. A pool full of quicksand disguised snowy white. Soon dear old Santa would sink out of sight. His reindeer was straining to pull Fatso free. And he urged them on as I chuckled with glee. Pull, Dasher, pull, Dancer, pull, Prancer and Donner. If you don't pull me out, old Santa's a goner. But strain as they might, they were just out of luck. When the Crypt Keeper sticks 'em, they tend to stay stuck. But then something happened you'd never believe. That little fat man had a trick up his sleeve. He reached in his pack and he called out to me. Come closer, I've got a few things you should see. And then, though he'd sunk clear up to his chest, he pulls out these gifts. Gifts for me, no less. Here you go, Crypt Keeper. This gift's for you. A dead rotting ghoul friend all oozing with goo. And a jack in the coffin for hours of delight. Just open the lid and a skiff pops in sight. And here is a teddy bear all of your own. Its flesh has decayed, and it's nothing but bone. And last but not least, a box that's just right for storing your bulging old eyeballs at night. But I'm sinking fast, no time to palaver. Merry Christmas to you, you old stinking cadaver! Well, I have to admit that my ticker was touched. Christmas is one thing, but this was too much. Something stirred in my heart. Maybe once, maybe twice. It felt really weird, but it also felt nice. And then, heaven help me, I ran to that slop, gave Chubbo a pull. Out he came with a pop. Thank you, he says, for what you just did. You saved Merry Christmas for many a kid. You may be disgusting and falling apart, but there's something still good in that slimy old heart. Then he jumped on his sleigh, to his team gave a yell, and off they all flew like a bat out of hell. As I waved, I discovered a problem I got. Now I was in quicksand, and Santa was not. Struggling was useless for this creepy dude. Yet I was still happy, in a real Christmas mood. And that's why I said, as I sank out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good...
И еще немного об именах людей, которые производили этот сериал. В разное время куклы-хранители склепа поочередно двигали Микки Хаусен, Фрэнк Чарльз Лукфус, Патти Малони, Эрик Шапер, Ван Шоуден, Дэвид Стинет, Брок Викнес, а режиссерами сериала выступали множество именитых людей, таких как Ричард Доннер, Том Хэнкс, Том Холланд, Топ Хоппер, Арнольд Шварценеггер, Роберт Земекис, Майкл Джей Фокс и другие. Собственно, сериал стал культовым, и по телеканалу CBS была поставлена детская телеигра под названием «Секреты привиденческого дома. Хозяина склепа». Телеигра в свое время получила премию Эмми. По мотивам сериала была создана телеканалом Sky-Fi серия радиопостановок. Ну, раз уж речь зашла о звуке, то необходимо, конечно, и упомянуть тот диск, который мы слушаем сегодня, потому что для поклонников «Хранителя склепа» был выпущен специальный альбом «Have Yourself a Scary Little Christmas», в котором известные рождественские песни наполнялись черным юмором.
You know, kiddies, I think this is going to be the best holiday season ever. And you know what will make it even more special? Getting the little gift I've been dreaming of. Or better yet, getting a whole bunch of them. On the first day of Christmas, my cooler gave to me a trip to the mortuary. On the second day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 200 shelves and a trip to the mortuary. On the third day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves and a trip to the mortuary. On the fourth day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves and a trip to the mortuary. On the fifth day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. On the sixth day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 6 rings disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. On the seventh day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 7 werewolves howling, 16 disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. On the eighth day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 8 manglers mangling, 7 werewolves howling, 16 disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. On the ninth day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 9 stranglers strangling, 8 manglers mangling, 7 werewolves howling, 16 disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. On the tenth day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 10 heads ka-flopping, 9 stranglers strangling, 8 manglers mangling, 7 werewolves howling, 6 fiends disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shells, and a trip to the mortuary. On the 11th day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 11 choppers chopping, 10 heads ka-flopping, 9 stranglers strangling, 8 manglers mangling, 7 werewolves howling, 6 fiends disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shells, and a trip to the mortuary. On the 12th day of Christmas, my cool love gave to me 12 axemen lopping, 11 choppers chopping, 10 heads ka-flopping, 9 stranglers strangling, 8 manglers mangling, 7 werewolves howling, 6 fiends disemboweling, 5 mortal wounds, 4,000 bolts, 3 lethal blows, 2 murderous shelves, and a trip to the mortuary. I don't deserve all this happiness.
Действительно, образы, которые принимал хозяин склепа в сериале, впечатляют. Он был и Элвисом, и дядей Сэмом, и даже Форестом Гампом.
I I tell you, boils and ghouls, sometimes the holidays really get to me. There's only so much good tidings and cheer a body can stand, especially if he's a dead body.
Но, как сегодня мы поняли, колпак Санта-Клауса идет хранителю склепа.
Who ordered all this nauseating cheer? I've had Christmas up to here. I'm mad, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. Here's the little plot that I got in store. Up on the roof with nails and saws, I'll build a trap for Santa Claus. And when he lands in that hokey sleigh, I'll make this Christmas crud go away. Ho, 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 you've got to know, I've got a way to make it so. Up on the housetop, quick, 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 throw a big bag over old Saint Nick. Down from the rooftop, out in back, Santa reindeer sleigh and pack. Watch his yuletide spirits droop when Chubbo's locked in the chicken coop. Ho, 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 you've got to know, Fatso's tied up head to toe. This little plan will work because I'm going to kidnap Santa Claus. All of you kiddies are out of luck. This year's Christmas, one dead duck. Let's all the little brats scream and shout, I ain't never letting Fatso out. Ho, 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 won't let him go, not for even tons of dough. I can't dream of a scheme so nice when I go and put Fuzzy Face on ice. Bye-bye to sleigh bells that gave me grief. Bye-bye to caroling, what a relief. And best of all, that blasted cheer won't be annoying me again next year. Ho, 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 now you know, dear old Santa has to go. With the fact, so it's understood, yuletide is down the drain. Ta-ta, no more, Christmas is history. And gone for. And if you think that's something creep, wait till I get my hands on that rotten little Easter bunny.
В чем же популярность сериала «Байки из склепа»? Во-первых, в том, что на экране появились ситуации, о которых зрители и не думали, которые они не могли и представить. Естественно, был некий графический подтекст у этого шоу, а именно комиксы, но тем не менее, все равно режиссеры удивляли зрителя. «Байки из склепа» стали поворотным моментом в истории фильмов ужасов на телевидении.
Merry Christmas, you lunatics. Merry Christmas, Kowalski.
Here's your Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas, McRae. McRae, you all right? McRae?
McRae, let me go!
Die! Die!
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the
you this is an all-point bulletin. Madman McRae has just escaped from the state mental hospital. Suspect is considered extremely dangerous.
Troubles will be miles away.
I hope so, Timmy. Now go to sleep. Okay.
House.
Here we all will be together. If the fates allow.
Is that Santa Claus? Hello? Is somebody there? Santa? Is that you? Hello? Hey! You're not Santa Claus!
No, I'm not!
my God! Mommy! Daddy's home for Christmas!
And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Есть еще одно любопытное мнение по поводу причин популярности сериала «Байки из склепа» на американском телевидении. В конце 80-х в России пала коммунистическая система, и американцы потеряли лицо врага, лицо того, кто бы их пугал или запугивал. И вот на экране появился хранитель склепа, зловещий, страшный, но немного с юмором. И это новое лицо ужасов, которое пришло на смену старому. Вот так телевизионный образ меняет образ исторический. Программа «Саундтрек». Сегодня мы слушаем рождественские песни в исполнении хранителя склепа.
Well, looks like another year's hit the dust. That's time for you. Eerie today, gaunt tomorrow. You can't let it get you down. You gotta do what I do. Throw a killer party. Though old cadavers tend to rot, they're all good friends of mine. I throw a party New Year's Eve for skips of every kind. Dead kings and queens and movie stars and politicians too. They all are SVP for my outrageous New Year's do. The champagne flows and bubbles pop. Capote hugs Babe Ruth while Lincoln does the bunny hop with actor John Wilkes Booth. J. Edgar Hoover's having fun, but causing some to stare. He showed up in Ginger Rogers' gown and walked with Fred Astaire. Richard Nixon's here this year, and he's adjusted well. He just announced he's running for Vice President of Hell. But Elvis Presley came and went. He had to get to bed. He says it really wears him out, not knowing if he's dead. And old John Wayne is still a duke. He swaggered in, of course. He punched up Stalin, Genghis Khan, and Wild Bill Hickok's horse. Hey, look out, folks! There's JFK romancing Jackie O. And here's Onassis walking in with Marilyn Monroe. You know what makes this bash so great, kiddies? It's the one party that everybody shows up at, eventually. I tell you, creep, we're not getting older, we're just getting deader. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! Should old cadavers be forgot and never brought to mind? There'll be a new batch every year with stiffs of every kind. There'll be musicians, businessmen, and Hall of Famers too. They all are SVP for my cadaverous New Year's Eve. Happy New Year! Thank you, Di Lombardo. Thank you, boy. They all are SVP for my cadaverous New Year's Eve.